أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. By the grace and will of Almighty Allah, today, God willing, we are going to talk about the most significant differences between this world and the life hereafter. You know that this world and the life hereafter are two different worlds, and there are significant and striking differences between this world that we are living right now and the life hereafter that we will go after our death. So what are those most significant differences between these two worlds? Some are as following. The first important and most significant difference between this world and that of the life hereafter is the temporal nature of this world and the immortal nature of the life hereafter. In another word, this world is mortal. This world would not remain forever. This world does not have the capacity to last forever, while the life hereafter is forever. Life hereafter is immortal. Life hereafter would not be subject to any kind of change and annihilation or expiration. The mortality of this world has been repeatedly cited in various and several verses of the Holy Quran. Almost 70 times, Almighty Allah has said that this world would not last forever. Be careful of your deeds, be careful of your objectives. You should not define your objectives on those things that would not remain forever. You should not sell eternity, perpetuality, and everlastingness for what? That would not remain forever. So the big difference between this world and the life hereafter is the mortality of this world and the immortality of the life hereafter. It matters most. This verse of the Holy Quran in Surah An-Nahl explicitly depicts this important characteristic, that whatever is with you that is mortal, that is subject to change, annihilation, destruction, and expiration. But whatever that is for Almighty Allah or near Almighty Allah, that is immortal, that is unchangeable, that is something that would last forever. Almighty Allah in this verse of the Holy Quran says, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ. Whatever is with you, whatever is near you, whatever you possess, all are subject to expiration. They would expire a day. A day would come that all what you have achieved, all of them, would be something mortal. They will not be able to remain with you. For example, when a person dies, whatever he has achieved in this world, even those rewards that he has achieved in various occasions and various ceremonies, none of them would accompany this dead body. All of them would be left aside. All of them would be left in his home. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, this verse of the Holy Quran says, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَتْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. But whatever that is with Almighty Allah, that would last forever. That would remain. The most important difference is the immortality of what Almighty Allah possesses and what is done for Almighty Allah. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. Then Almighty Allah says, وَلَنَجْيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Almighty Allah would reward the people who have kept patience in the best possible form of what they have done in this world. You know that the people who keep patience in this world, Almighty Allah would reward them in the life hereafter. So keeping patience can be in various forms. Sometimes we keep patience while we are afflicted by various, we can say, catastrophes or somehow different adversities. But sometimes we keep patience while not violating the divinely revealed course of Almighty Allah. When Almighty Allah has sent us various guidelines, so we have to be careful of not violating them. And sometimes it needs that we have to keep patience. For example, we should not be directed by our lust, by our desires, by our whims. No, our intellect should direct us. Our intellect should be the guide for us. Not our desires, not our wishes, nor those 5 dreams that we might have. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, another important difference that this world should face, that is change, that is transformation. This world is imbued with change. You cannot say, you cannot stop change in this world. You know that when a person is given the birth, when a person is born, he starts developing. He starts his evolution. There is no time that he has to stop his evolution. So this change and transformation of another important characteristics of this world. For example, sometimes a person who is healthy, he gets diseases. Or unhealthy person with consumption of pills and with the implementation of those prescriptions that has been written by the physician, so he will get cured. It means in various times we might experience various moods of life. We are not able to live a fixed, an unchangeable life in this world. Time and again, or every now and then, we are prone to change. For example, when a person is uneducated, by going to school, he will be a literate person. He will get, or he will be a very knowledgeable person. And again, a person who is, for example, very much unhealthy, of course, he would get cured and he will be healthy. He will be changed to healthy. Every now and then, through the whole span of life that we experience in this world, we are all subject to change and transformation. From various moods of life, we are to experience in this world. But this change or this characteristics is not witnessable in the life hereafter. Dear, we are not to change. We are not to experience various cycles of changes. Because those who have entered the paradise, they will live there forever. They will enjoy in the paradise. Yes, those who will be somehow wrongdoers of the faithful people, indeed, after a passage of time that they have resided in the hell, they will be transformed. They will come in the paradise. But almost when a person enters the paradise or when a person enters the hell, there are no changes. Yes, for the people who have done less mistakes due to cleaning him from those mistakes and blunders, due to making him eligible to enter the paradise, yes, for a very short period he has to experience the hell. But finally he will be entering the paradise. But when he entered the paradise, then there will be no change. And for those obdurate, for those enemies of Almighty Allah and the friends of Almighty Allah, when they enter the hell, there will be no change. There will be no transformation. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, the second most basic difference between this world and the life hereafter becomes change. In this world, we face various types of life, various moods of life, various kinds of changes. But in the life hereafter, there will be very less changes. This change that I have said, sometimes some people might migrate from the hell to the paradise, but when he enters the paradise, there will be no change. This was the second most important difference between these two worlds. The third important difference between this world and the life hereafter is the mixture of happiness and sadness in this world. Our mixture of happiness and sadness, mixture of pleasure and adversities. Various people experience adversities and various people experience enjoyments. It means pleasure or and anguish, sadness and happiness, all are mixed in this world. As the first infallible Imam Ali alayhi salam says that ad-dunya mahfufatun bil makarih. So in this world we would experience various kinds of things: happiness, sadness, yes, adversity, prosperity, success, failure, ups and downs. There are various ups and downs in this world. It means we cannot experience one fixed type of life in this world. The world is a mixture of happiness and sadness. But in the life hereafter, the case differs. Because in the life hereafter, for those who have entered the paradise, they will test the very delicious test of success in falah, triumphant victory, pleasure, each and every pleasant blessings Almighty Allah grants them. They will be testing all these good things. But those who have entered the hell, indeed, the most catastrophic, the most horrible scenes they will be experiencing in the hell, there will be no mixture of happiness and sadness. Paradise is 100% happiness, victory, triumphant. It means in paradise you will not be experiencing sadness. You will not face such kind of issues. The fourth important difference that can be deduced from the Quranic pollings, from the Quranic instructions, and from the divinely revealed teachings of Almighty Allah, that is the principality of the life hereafter, and the secondary nature of this transitory world. The principality of the life hereafter is another important issue. Almighty Allah says that, be careful that you should not be an eternal loser. You should not lose your eternal life for the sake of this transitory and temporal world. And the most, we can say, adverse losers of this world are those who have sold their eternal life and happiness for the sake of their transitory happiness. We have to be extremely heedful of this fact, that from the Quranic perspective, since life hereafter would remain forever, since life hereafter would not be expired to any change, to any kind of expiration, and it would remain forever, Almighty Allah says, that world is better for you. That world is and should play a key role in your worldview. In another word, which one of these two worlds seem to be more important in the sight of Almighty Allah? From the Quranic perspective, it can be easily deduced that Almighty Allah gives the principality to the life hereafter because of the most important characteristics of the life hereafter. One of them was that it would remain forever. So the principality is with the life hereafter. But this world is a transitory and a secondary, we can say, a step in world. It is not something that you should sell your dignity, your virtue, your character, your personality for the sake of this world. In another word, this world is not that much precious and priceless that you should pay all what you have for. No, this world is a transitory world. This world is temporal. This world is a secondary world, but the main, the key, the principal world that we have to invest for, that is our eternal life. That is the life that would remain forever. So this verse of the Holy Quran says, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut." Every soul would test death. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Almighty Allah would give you a reward on the resurrection day. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ Those who could save themselves from the fire and enter the paradise, it is success. Those who have delivered themselves from the fire, from the hell, and entered the paradise, they are successful. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ This world is not but wares of delusion. It is a mata', it is very much tiny thing. You should not pay a heavy price for this tiny thing. Why you are going to fill your court? I mean, what will be presented in the life hereafter for you? Your profile. Your profile should not be filled with grave mistakes because this world does not worth that much. The heavy price should be paid for eternal life, not for this world, because this world would not remain forever. It is not an everlasting thing. what you are going to pay the price for. Yes, the eternal life suits best that we have to do whatever we can. We have to invest a lot. This is another important difference between these two worlds. May Almighty Allah bless us all to firstly conceive and perceive and understand thoroughly all these divinely revealed teachings, and secondly, apply them in our own practical life so that we might be given eternal, happy, and an everlasting life beside our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. And indeed, that is not a very, very pipe dream. It can come true when we could take further steps to follow all those life-giving teachings. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. God bless you.